You've just released your latest solo album, I Found the Sun Again. So can you talk about the making of the album?
The making of the album is much different than most people do it these days, because I wanted to do it all live.
Okay.
So we went in, I wanted to call the night early 70s vibe in 2021, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Actually, 2020 is when we cut it, but, you know, I wanted to get guys in the studio, no rehearsals, no demos, no click tracks, no lining up to the grid, no computer, just let's go out there and play this stuff.
Right.
All the solos live and everything. So we did a song a day, I did the vocals at night next, so the album was done in 8 days, and then we mixed it.
So was that like a couple months ago or about a year ago?
When did you? It was last February.
All right.
I had to sit on it for a while because nobody knew what to do with the COVID. You know?
Right, right.
So now it's coming out, and Joseph's came out the same day. And the reviews have been amazing, and the pre-sale's looking great. So, hey, knocking on wood here. It's only been out for a few days.
All right. Now, you timed the release of your album with the release of Joseph's album.
Yeah.
So, can you tell me about your collaboration and friendship with Joseph Williams?
Well, I've known Joe since he was 14 and I was 17. I was in a band with his older brother, with Michael Landau and John Pierce, and I was one of our side bands in high school. And Joe was a singer, and he was always a crazy man. I always loved him. And then when he joined Toto in the 80s, you know, we had two multi-platinum records with him, and then the last 11 years he's been with us. And then, you know, when we decided that the end of Toto was going to happen at the end of October 2019, Joseph and I were the only ones that wanted to keep working. So he was already working on a solo album, just starting it. And I said, I got to do something, but I got to do something weird and not just another solo album that's full of songs that maybe should be on a Toto record or something. I wanted to do something. My record company says, please play more guitar on this record. That was their only input to me. I'm not trying to compete with like the kids today and have a big hit record.
Uh-huh.
I've experienced that. It was wonderful, you know, and these songs still play, thank God, knock wood.
Right.
But, you know, as an artist, okay, it's your solo record. What are you going to do? What are you going to say? So I thought the only thing I could say was just to, let's try to do something as honest as possible and put it out there and stretch out. I wanted to jam on the record, but I wanted to jam in the context of really great songs.
Right.
Or what I thought was really great songs. And
uh-huh.
I picked the covers first because that set the tone. I said, I want to write songs in the vein of, you know, where we all play it live and it's real. Nobody punches in. Nobody fixes anything. Piano was open in the room. The Hammond was out there. Nothing. It was like really old school.
Uh-huh.
And I just got to, I plugged with my live rig and I just played one guitar and we did the whole record. And I got to really just stretch out and say, screw it, I'm going for it. And a couple moments pulled off, you know, we just laughed and went, wow, I hope you got that, you know.